This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And I know a lot of you are starting your Christmas routine, getting out the decorations, maybe hitting the stores, or getting the tree. If you hadn't begun the process already, I know some of you get a head start. Well, the season's here, and for our get-together today, we're digging into the Christmas records. Plus, we're counting down the biggest hits from this final weekend of November in 1953. Well, let's get back to the countdown now, and we resume our climb to the top of the Billboard chart with record number 5. Here are the Ames Brothers.
You, 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 I'm in love with you, 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 I could be so true, 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 to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do. What you wanna do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you, you, you. We were meant for each other, sure as heaven's above. We were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you, you, you. You could make my dreams come true if you say you love me. Sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, 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 there's no one like you, you, you. You could make my dreams come if you say you love me too.
Number 5 this week, the Ames Brothers and You, You, You. That's a former number 1 moving down the chart here in 1953. It's been 8 weeks atop the radio survey. It's the third all-time number 1 for the Ames Brothers and would turn out to be their last. Today, we're investigating late November of 72 years gone by. And let's check some news headlines. On October 4th, Earl Warren was appointed as Chief Justice of the United States by President Eisenhower, following the death of Fred Vinson, which we mentioned last hour. In West Germany, on October 9th, Konrad Adenauer was re-elected Chancellor. On November 5th, David Ben-Gurion resigned as Prime Minister of Israel. November 9th, Cambodia became independent from France. And speaking of France, this weekend, paratroopers took Dien Bien Phu in Vietnam. The French surprised the Viet Minh in the attack at the Strategic High Plateau near the Laotian border. 60 communists were killed, while the French lost 14. General Henri Navarre plans on replacing the paratroopers with regular army units who will defend the area and rebuild an airport built by the Japanese during the occupation. Some news headlines from here in November of 1953. Well, let's get back to the countdown, and we're up to number 4 with the latest hit from Julius La Rosa.
Hey, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Hey, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un saxofona? E come si suona un saxofona? Tu, 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 un saxofona. un frisca lette tempetitempetita. Ehi, gumbare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un mandolino, e come si suona un mandolino, a pling, un mandolino, tu, 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 un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti, tipiti, ta. Ehi, gumbare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino, e come si suona un violino, a zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti tipitita. Ehi, gumbare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona la trombetta, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti tipitita. Ehi, gumbare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombona, ma come si suona la trombona, a fumma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette, tipiti tipitita.
Julius LaRosa, Hey Compadre. Record number 4 this weekend, coming down from number 2. It was a million seller. Now, LaRosa had been caught up in a firestorm of controversy on Monday, October 19th, when he was fired from the Arthur Godfrey show on the air. There'd been a lot leading up to the incident. Godfrey had become jealous of LaRosa's fame. His star singer was getting more fan mail than he was. Then one day, Julie, as Godfrey called him, missed a dance lesson. Everybody on the show had to take ballet lessons. But a family emergency kept LaRosa from making the lessons that day. Then a little later, LaRosa had hired an agent, who sent a note to Godfrey, saying that all business deals should be conducted through the agent. Well, Godfrey took that as a slap in the face. And after consulting with CBS executives, he was given approval to fire LaRosa. And the axe fell October 19th at the very end of the radio show. The TV portion of the program had already ended, but millions were still listening in.
When I first met Julie, I'll never forget when he first came here and went to work steadily, he said to me, gee, I don't know, with all those stars on the show. And I said to him, Julie, you don't know it, but I don't have any stars in my show. In my show, we're all just a nice big family of very nice people. And I would like Julie, if he would, to sing me that song called Manhattan. Have you got that?
Yes, sir.
Sing me that.
LaRosa got up, innocently sang his song, and before he could sit down, was given the boot.
Thanks ever so much, Julie. That was Julie's swan song with us. He goes now out on his own, as his own star, soon to be seen in his own programs. And I know you wish him Godspeed, same as I do. This is the CBS Radio Network.
When fans of the show found out that LaRosa had indeed been fired by Godfrey, they took LaRosa's side and many never forgave Godfrey. What he had done was the exact opposite of what fans thought of him. In trying to sway public opinion, Godfrey held a press conference and infamously said that LaRosa had lost his humility. That only made the situation worse. He was slammed by critics and fans alike. The incident even led to a record by singer Ruth Wallace.
Dear Mr. Godfrey, listen to my plea. Hire me and fire me and make a star of me. If only opportunity knocks upon my door. I have such humility like you never saw before. Humility, humility. Julius lost his humility. It is plain to see I sing as loud as anyone. All I need is publicity. So hire me and fire me, and won't you do it soon? Play upon your ukulele and I'll dance to your tune. Humility, humility, I got such humility. Dear Mr. Godfrey, listen to my plea. flea. Hire me and fire me and make a star of me. And when I sing my swan song and you give me the gate, make sure all the people hear you in the 48. Humility, humility. Julius lost his humility. I ain't got no agent yet, but that can soon be done. Put me on your show and I'll go and get me one. I will be so grateful if it can just be done. Hire me and fire me, Ed Sullivan, here I come. Humility, humility. I got such humility. Humility, humility. All Godfrey's chillin' got to have humility.
That's Ruth Wallace and Dear Mr. Godfrey. A humorous take on the firing of Julius LaRosa here in 1953. Well, here's a new record for that holiday season. It's a medley played by Liberace. Liberace was becoming a big star as he's moved on from the supper club circuit to a large-scale, extravagant Las Vegas act. But he's also a devout Catholic, and he's produced that record, Christmas Medley, one for the holidays of 1953, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Our stroll down memory lane on this edition of Seems Like Old Times takes us back to late November 1953, and the record of the year belonged to Les Paul and Mary Ford. And they had it at number 3 on the Billboard chart this weekend, Vaya Con Dios.
Now the hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although you're many million dreams away. Say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
record number 3 this week in 1953, Vaya con Dios. That was Les Paul and Mary Ford. It's descending the chart after spending 11 weeks at number 1. Well, now it's movie time. We're off to the cinema to see what was up on the big screen this weekend 72 years ago. As always, the cartoons first. There's Ben and Me. Amos Mouse recalls how he helped Benjamin Franklin with his contributions to the world. Other animated shorts include Cats Away. Sylvester and Junior are mouse catchers on a ship, and they run into that kangaroo again. And there's Duck, Rabbit, Duck. Bugs, Daffy, and Elmer debate whether it's duck season or rabbit season. And of the main features, there's the new John Wayne feature, Hondo. It also has Geraldine Page and Ward Bond. There's Mogambo, with Clark Gable, Ava Gardner, and Grace Kelly. Jennifer stars Ida Lupino and Howard Duff. From Here to Eternity, Burt Lancaster, Montgomery Clift, Frank Sinatra making his comeback, also Donna Reed and Deborah Carr. And there's The Big Heat with Glenn Ford and Gloria Graham.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I feel about Vince, the way you looked at him tonight. He can be a pretty good guy. And then other times he can be... But why kick? You gotta take the bad with the good.
Is the good good enough?
Clothes, travel, expensive excitement, what's wrong with that?
Nothing if you don't care where his money comes from.
Main thing is to have the money. I've been rich and I've been poor. Believe me, rich is better.
Gloria Graham with Glenn Ford in the film noir, The Big Heat. Now for lighter fare, there's Esther Williams and Van Johnson in Easy to Love. Or perhaps How to Marry a Millionaire with Marilyn Monroe, Betty Grable, and Lauren Bacall.
We're all working steady, so... We throw everything we make into the kitty and get a little organization into this marriage caper. Class address, class background, class characters. To be specific about it, nothing under 6 figures a year.
I've never heard anything so intelligent in my life.
Well, if you want to catch a mouse, you set a mouse trap. So, all right, we set a bear trap. Now, all we've got to do is one of us has got to knock off a bear.
You mean marry him?
Well, if you don't marry him, you haven't caught him. He's caught you.
Fortune hunters Lauren Bacall and Betty Grable, along with Marilyn Monroe, in How to Marry a Millionaire. And by the way, that was the first film ever to be photographed in the new CinemaScope widescreen process. But it was the second to be released. The Robe came first. And for musicals on the screen this weekend, Howard Keel's in two of them. He stars with Katherine Grayson and Ann Miller in Kiss Me, Kate, and with Doris Day in Calamity Jane. There's lots of good songs in Here Come the Girls, featuring Tony Martin and Arlene Dahl, along with Bob Hope and Rosemary Clooney.
You got class and lots of polish. You got class, you're baby dollish. You're a comer, and like I told the plumber, baby, you got class.
Yeah, I got class, and can't you tell it? I got class, and I can sell it.
You can put your money on the butcher, he says, you got class.
I will be the boy, the toast of New York and Paris.
Whatever chance you make the most of, I hope you'll have time, place, room for me. Come on, smile, and show the pearlies.
I got style for all the girlies. I'm a swell boy.
And like I told the bellboy, baby, you got class. You got dash.
I got dash.
You have a dash.
In every motion.
You got splash.
I got splash.
You make a splash.
Just like the ocean.
As a dancer, baby, you're the answer. A one-man dancing class.
I'm alive.
You got Bill.
I got drive.
You got him. You got class.
C-L-A-S-S.
You got charm.
C-H-A-R-M.
You got poise.
P-O-Y-Z-E.
But most of all, you got class.
There's Bob Hope and Rosemary Clooney. You got class. A song from the movie Here Come the Girls. That was one of the pictures playing this weekend in 1953. And Rosie has just released a new record for the holiday season. This is Happy Christmas, Little Friend.
The soft morning light of a pale winter sun is tracing the trees on the snow. Leap up, little friend, and fly down the stairs, for Christmas is waiting below. There's a tree in the room running over with stars that twinkle and sing to your eyes. And under the tree there are presents that say, unwrap me and get a surprise. Happy Christmas, little friend. May your heart be laughing all day. May your joy be a dream you'll remember as the years roll along on their way. As the years roll along on their way, you'll be showing your own kid a tree. Then at last, my friend, how happy a Christmas can be. How happy a Christmas can be.
Rosemary Clooney with the Paul Weston Orchestra. Happy Christmas, little friend. As we're ready for the season on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're at the end of November 1953. And in this week's Time magazine, the cover story is about Nikita Khrushchev. He became the head of the Soviet Central Committee on September 7th, and the Soviets have embarked on a new course, which attempts to raise the standard of living. The story says that since 1940, the Soviets' heavy industry has made what the U.S. State Department calls remarkable and dismaying progress. Such advancement was made possible only because of a relentless moratorium on consumer goods. While defense plants boomed, farms and light industry slumped. After 36 years in control, during which they had total power to make over the land in their own image, the communists officially acknowledged that the Russian people, in 1953, are eating less high-protein food than they did under the Tsar. And Khrushchev is now promising to revolutionize the Soviet agriculture. Information like this never would have come out during Stalin's reign, but he died earlier this year. Back here in the good old U.S. of A., we're up to number 2 on the Billboard chart this week, and it's British band leader Frank Shaxfield with Ebb Tide. ...39-year-old pianist, composer, and conductor Frank Shaxfield out of Battle, East Sussex, England. That was Ebb Tide. Record number 2 this weekend in 1953. It would spend 4 weeks in the number 2 position and never make it to number 1. And now it's time for sports. In the NFL this year, the Baltimore Colts are in their first season. The previous Baltimore team folded 3 years ago. And they won their first game, but they'd only win 3 for the year. On Thanksgiving Day, Detroit wiped out Green Bay. And then on Sunday, the Browns needed 17 fourth-quarter points to beat the last-place Chicago Cardinals, but they did so and improved to 10-0. They'd lose in the last game of the regular season to the Eagles. Next month, the Lions and Browns would meet in the title game, with Detroit winning 17-16. Bobby Lane hit Jim Doran on a 33-yard pass play with just over 2 minutes to go to tie it, and then Doak Walker booted the extra point for the game winner. For the Browns, it would be their third straight loss in the championship game. In college football, Maryland's the number one team in the country. Notre Dame had been the top squad until they tied Iowa last weekend. The Irish did bounce back this week and thrash Southern Cal 48-14, which turned out to be the final game for Coach Frank Leahy. The Irish also had the Heisman Trophy winner this year, Johnny Lattner. And also this weekend, the Army beat the Navy 10-7. In baseball this year, the Yankees beat the Dodgers in 6 games to win the World Series. In Game 6, it was Billy Martin's walk-off single, giving the Yanks their 5th straight crown. Cleveland's Al Rosen was the American League MVP. The Dodgers' Roy Campanella was best in the NL. And Campy will have a new manager next year. Just this week, Brooklyn hired Walter Alston as their new skipper after Charlie Dressen refused to sign anything less than a 2-year deal. And there'll be a new voice of the Dodgers as Red Barber leaves the Brooklyn broadcast booth to join the Yankees. Well, on November 17th, the St. Louis Browns officially became the Baltimore Orioles. And on November 9th, the Supreme Court decided that baseball is a sport and not a business. That means it's exempt from antitrust laws. In boxing this year, Rocky Marciano is the heavyweight champ. The light heavyweight is Archie Moore. Carl Olsen beat Randy Turpin in a nationally televised fight in October to win the middleweight title. The welterweight crown belongs to Kid Gavilan. And it's Jimmy Carter holding the lightweight crown. He defended his title earlier this month, beating Armand Savoie. And that's sports from this weekend in 1953.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Shoe is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Better I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
Boy, every time we hear a noise around Christmas, we want to say, is that you, Santa Claus? Just like Louis Armstrong. Now, some recent tabloid news from 53. Eartha Kitt performed at a banquet honoring Greece's King Paul and Queen Frederica, but many of the LA councilmen didn't like her sexy style. One said it was low-level entertainment, repugnant to all decent citizens, filthy, risque, and off-color. The king and queen didn't understand the fuss. They said we both enjoyed it very much. One of the songs she performed was her latest Christmas release, Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, boom, boom.
Santa boom, boom, baby, boom, I want a yacht, boom, and really boom, that's boom, not a lot.
Boom, boom,
been an boom, angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa boom, baby, boom, forgot boom, to mention boom, boom, one little thing, a ring.
Boom, boom,
I don't boom, mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
The thing I always remember about Eartha Kitt is that she was born in the town of North, South Carolina. And the 26-year-old has a holiday smash here in 1953 with Santa Baby, accompanied by the Henri René Orchestra. That would reach number 4 on the bestsellers chart. It's a Christmas memory from 66 years ago, and it's still part of our celebration today, as it is right here on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there to find our schedule, where you can hear this show, and also the Listen Now page to hear previous shows on demand. Seems Like Old Times is on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, we pulled out the Christmas records today, and now we're going to add one to the collection. A new album for the holidays of 2025 from Herb Alpert. Here's the title track.
Thank you.
is Herb Alpert. 90-year-old Herb Alpert still out there making music, touring, and giving us a new Christmas album for 2025. And that was the title track, Christmas Time Is Here. It's his third Christmas album, chock full of holiday classics. It is now officially Christmas, so declared here on Seems Like Old Times. Also today, we've been looking back to late November 1953. And the top album this weekend comes from the great one, Jackie Gleason. It's an instrumental LP titled Music for Lovers Only, and it's established a new genre called mood music. And here's one of the tracks from that album, It All Depends on You. Jackie Gleason, It All Depends on You, from his album, Music for Lovers Only. Now, Gleason had paid for the recording sessions himself, because he didn't have a label. And after hearing the tapes, most record companies still weren't interested. But Capitol finally agreed, if Gleason would promote it on his TV show, because Capitol wasn't going to spend any money on advertising. So Gleason pushed it on TV, and Capitol released a couple of singles. And pretty soon, listeners were clamoring for the album. Featuring trumpeter Bobby Hackett, the LP sold more than 500,000 copies. A pleasant surprise for the executives of Capitol Records. Jackie Gleason, a TV and now music star here in 1953. And here in the USA, 72 years ago, unemployment was 3.5%. And that's the highest of the year. And signs are pointing to more jobless for December. And everybody's been talking about the weather lately. And its effect on sales have had plenty of businessmen worried. Over much of the U.S. last week was unseasonably warm air that was making people forget that winter and Christmas was not too far away. The latest warm spell was just a part of what proved in many sections of the country to be one of the mildest falls on record. Time magazine said that in Chicago, Sears Roebuck reported that its October sales were about 8% below last year's, while Montgomery Ward's sales were down 15%. In New York, the fur business is down 20%, and oil companies have cut heating fuel prices to boost lagging sales. And the coal men have noted that their sales are down about 25% this year. And the weather observers are noting that the winters are getting warmer. Over the last 50 years, the average winter temperatures in the U.S. have risen about 2 degrees. So a green Christmas landscape might see merchants in the red this holiday season. Ah, but no such worries for Tony Bennett. He's at the top of the chart this week with Rags to Riches.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. And kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
That's 27-year-old Tony Bennett and Rags to Riches, accompanied by the Percy Faith Orchestra. It's his third career chart topper, spending the second of 8 weeks at number one here in the final weekend of November in 1953. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.